Welcome to Shark Dropper. I'm Kyle.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Nick.
And you're John.
We're redoing it.
Oh,
no, John. No, John. No, John.
No.
Okay.
Just me.
All right. Well, you have to be John for this episode.
Okay.
Dude, you just have to act Asian.
Do John things. Clear your throat to the mic a lot. So, yeah.
Take that.
Yeah, guys.
Talk about Kurt Russell.
Oh, yeah. Kurt Russell is such a great actor and thespian. Though this is the same thing.
Thespian. He's a great lesbian.
He's a great lesbian.
That's true.
Remember in school, people would be thespian.
Yeah.
It shares similar sounding to another word.
That starts with L.
It wasn't very hard to be clever in school, was it?
No, people made fun of. I mean, my last name was Lamb. They used to call me Lamb Chops.
Oh yeah, I got Anglefart.
I knew at least three people with the last name of Lamb.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Jarrell Lamb, and then you. Yeah,
there was two Jarrell Lambs. Right.
There was?
Yeah.
I only knew the one. I don't know.
You can't.
Well,
it was like Highlander. There can only be one.
There can only be one. No, there was actually, I knew another Robert Lamb, but he didn't go to our school. Or no, he did go to our school.
Oh. Speaking of names.
Yeah, because I got his grades one time, and I was like, I didn't get F's, so I like went to the advisor, and they're like, oh yeah, this is the other Robert Lamb. I'm like,
you still get F's.
Yeah, you still get F's.
Nick's got some takes on names.
What?
You got
what?
A name take, Nick.
Oh yeah. So speaking of names, I work at the Hyatt on Clearwater Beach, and I had a new employee tell us an experience about Burns, the Burns Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, only one server there can have that name. So if Robert
really?
Worked at Burns, there can't be another Robert there. They make you go by another name.
Who said that?
That's a Burns apparent. Uh-huh. Like that's a Burns thing. Like she was a server and her name was Jennifer, and there was already a Jennifer there, so they made her go by her middle name. Does that seem asinine? Like
it does.
What's so special to you?
Who cares?
You need personalized
service. Like, is
there
really going to be like a huge...
Your second Robert is terrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, maybe like confusion. Like, they just shouted, like, Robert! And the like, two guys turned and they, like, bumped into each other. Like, did an old, like,
ruin
waiter
the night.
1940s
yeah.
clash.
They put their hands up in the air.
That's when the manager comes out from, opens the door and you hear, Robert!
Yeah, he came out.
He puts his hands on his hips and he's like, oh...
Yeah. Yeah, and he doesn't know which one to yell at because they're both just standing there shrugging.
We'll never have this happen again. From now on, you're Robert, but you're
Luke.
Yeah.
Why?
I should send you home for today, but I won't. Just get back to the kitchen.
There's a plot that revolves around them switching shifts or some jobs for a day without the manager noticing.
Yeah.
Robert? Yes? Your name is Luke today. What are you doing here?
He always tries to catch him. He always tries to call him Robert, and he's not supposed to answer unless it's Luke. But he keeps answering because that's his name is Robert.
That would be hard.
Yep. Can't look my way. Gotcha. That's what it. That'd be a pretty cool
movie.
What
if you had a crazy boss that walked around and called you your name, and when you responded, you got in trouble?
Wow.
That would be. I would quit.
Yeah.
This is too chaotic. I'm done with this.
What if you had a boss that just punched you in the face every day? I'd probably quit.
What's the salary?
How did you get that job? Like,
without... I don't know.
Can I prank him?
Yeah. Can you prank him? No. The job was. It's like a really good job.
It's a really good job.
Like you're getting like a lot of money.
Right. But he had to say Kyle. Now Kyle, I'm looking at your credentials here, and you're like, oh yeah, okay. Like, oh.
How susceptible are you to being punched in the face daily?
Here's the thing. Like, I love you. You got the schooling. It looks like you've done this kind of thing before. We really want you, but can you take a punch? No.
How often? Daily.
Daily. Every day you enter the work area, punch in the face.
Yeah, is it as soon as you walk in, or does he like surprise you, or is he like on your lunch breaks? Like when you walk in, you're like, hey, I'm going to need those TPS reports. And bam!
Yeah.
How much am I getting paid for this job?
What's minimum wage? It's not that, but what's minimum wage?
$30 an hour.
Okay, it's $31 an hour.
Okay. I'll take it.
Okay, but that's not the real minimum
wage.
Up. You just tried to bamboozle
it's
me,
it's
Kyle.
It's 31 pesos an hour.
Wait, were you haggling me off to a lower price, but you went up?
Yeah, but I wanted
he
to go a little bit above.
Yeah,
how do you negotiate?
How much for this 15? Will you take $17?
Do you have two fives for a 10? Well, no, that's what it is.
That's been done before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What? Somebody did that.
Yeah. Kids in the Hall what? Or...
No. It was 2 tens for a 5. Abbott and Costello.
Oh.
You have 2 tens for a 5? I got a 5. You have 2 tens.
Yeah,
that's how I negotiate.
What?
I always try to give more money. No, I was saying if you had a minimum wage, it was like $8, I was going to go to $9. So it was a little bit better than
so
minimum wage.
So it's slightly worse job than you have now.
Yeah.
Then no. Yeah. Easy.
Okay, $20 an hour.
Maybe.
Ooh, that would be something considered. Would it be a full-fledged, like, rear back?
Your boss is Brock Lesnar.
Oh,
can I run from him?
Yeah, but then eventually you have to get punched.
Yeah, or you don't get your paycheck.
Yeah.
He stands there on Friday with the paycheck and goes, you have 5 to take because you dodged all week.
Nah, yeah. I'm not doing it. I'm out.
Well, I think that's like, this isn't really like too much of a debate. Like, I think, yeah, I'm out too.
Yeah, it's not worth 20.
It's like Shark Tank. I've heard what you had to say and I like where you're going, but
I'm
right
not
now,
interested.
I'm out.
Yeah, right now. I'm out.
That show just is I don't understand that show sometimes.
I don't like it because they go in there. I mean, some of the ideas are kind of weird, but they have to go in there already with like pretty much
everything.
Like a set plan. Like they have to go in there, be making money, have the product out. Very rarely do they like accept it if you just have an idea.
It's very yeah, exactly. It's very rare that somebody could walk in like, have you filed a patent for it? No. Okay.
No, we don't have
do you have
that
any business
I'm
plan? No. Well, okay.
I mean, I get they want you to have that kind of stuff, but and that makes sense to have it like at least patented and like having a business plan, but to have it where you're like you're already funding the project and they like want to know how many units you've sold, like you have to spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like those times.
Well, Robert, think about going into a Shark Tank for movies. Like, say, you know, we're going to make your cinema. And you got to present and have it.
Right.
You walk in and don't have your Actors Guild whatever things filled out. Like they're gonna laugh you off the.
Yeah, but like a lot of times, I mean, I get it. You got to spend money to make money. But some of these people that go into like the Shark Tank, like they're spending like they're remortgaging their house or they're spending like hundreds of thousands that they've saved up, and it's like. They're going to Shark Tank to hopefully make
what
get
if they
more.
Didn't call you back? Like,
I know.
What
yeah, really?
I mortgaged my house. Yeah, too bad your idea for worms in a can, it's not that good.
Well, what I remember one. What was that, Kyle?
I wonder if it's like American Idol where you have to go through a set of different investors before you make it to the actual investors.
The original.
Yeah.
Richard here qualified for a $45,000 loan on our trial stage.
Yep. Let's see if he can get that actual amount.
She begs.
Yeah. That's how he got
it. Oh, brother. Here we go. With this.
William Hung. He's back.
Like, I want to see the guy
that's
like,
name was.
I want to see the guys that get through with just like terrible inventions that like how did this guy get on TV?
Dude, one I watched, the guy went in there and he's like, you know, people can hack into your computers and they can get on your camera and they can see into your house now. He's like, you want to protect yourself. So I think they all thought it was going to be like a software or something, but he ended up just having like a little clip that goes on top of the camera. So it just blocks the camera. And they're like, what? We could literally use just a post-it note, like have the same thing. He's like, yeah, but this one, it's designed and it can fit any laptop. And they're just like, yeah, but you could just put a piece of paper on it.
Look,
like,
you guys,
if you're really worried.
The information traveling so fast these days. You're printing things out on your paper. You don't know what to do with it. You need something to bind it down the middle, you guys. You need a little bind thing.
That's why I came up with Bind Pro.
Yep.
Like, why not just buy a book?
Yeah. That was a weird invention, and he didn't get any. He was selling them for like $3 or something like that. They're like, I wouldn't even pay a nickel for it.
I mean, I'd pay. Like,
that's how much
saw,
I paid.
If I saw that like at a Walgreens and it was a buck, I'd consider. I mean, that's kind of the concept is kind of cool. I guess
the concept is okay, but it really is like something I wouldn't go to Shark Tank for.
Right?
Yeah, not my strongest.
Like Kyle, you could literally mold them and make 100 to 1,000 units for probably a couple $100 and mm-hmm. like start selling those just by themselves and then see and then try to make money that way. I don't know if you want to go to Shark Tank and ask for 100,000 with 20% in stock and like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. If you're going to go up with a weak product or weaker product, I guess, have a better sales pitch in mind than, I got this.
Like, you give me $100,000 and you could own it. Like, I don't want any part of it anymore. I just want $100,000.
Just give me money. My friend 3D printed all these.
He's really mad. It takes a lot of money to fill those things.
100% of the business is yours.
Yeah. I'm looking for $100.
I'm looking for a $25,000 investment to take this off my hands.
Yep. $2,500 and this is yours.
They tell the all out as he's walking away. 500?
Yeah.
200. Someone give me a ride home for this.
Guys, 100%. It's yours.
It's yours. I mean, that's good. The value's there, clearly.
Please take it. That's how bad the product is.
The doors are closing on him as he's walking away, just throwing him at him. Come on!
He's throwing the product back at him.
I'll give you $500. I just have too many of these.
For free.
It ruined my marriage.
They're all in my garage right now. I have no room. Just take them.
My wife's left me. The kids are afraid to come home.
That would be a shark dropper.
Yeah.
Or shark dropper. Shark dropper. That would be a shark dropper.
Guys, if you have an idea you want to pitch, come on, shark dropper.
We'll take 100% of your business.
We'll take $20.
It's ours, okay? That's what we...
You come on Shark Dropper with an idea, and you give it to us.
And we'll take it on Shark Tank for you.
That sounds like a deal. Let's see if we get any takers.
Oh, man. I haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah.
This is already better than John.
John. See what it's like when John's not here?
Yeah.
Better.
what other shark things can we talk about?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, God. Wait, what happened?
What other shark things can we talk about?
Didn't he?
Wait, John went to Boston.
Yeah.
To visit his sister, I think.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that where the set of Jaws was in Massachusetts?
Yeah, close.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Off the coast.
So we're drawing it back to sharks.
Yeah, I want to keep this on sharks.
The whole episode? That's going to be hard.
The whole Jesus podcast. We're going a new direction.
That was the original direction, and we got off of that pretty quick.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's my sales pitch for Shark Tank, is for this show to get back on sharks.
Robert just explained just about every podcast out there. Like, the concept starts with, like, hey, we're gonna try this.
And then it just goes to something else.
Yeah, it just becomes four guys talking.
Well, yeah, welcome, morphs into that.
Welcome to Shark Dropper.
Rooster Teeth did that. They started off as a video game podcast and then eventually just morphed into them just sitting around talking.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that doesn't like Rooster Teeth? I don't appreciate their humor.
You don't like it? I don't really. I'm not like subscribed to their stuff, but I'll watch some of their stuff and I listen to their podcast every so often.
I guess. I wouldn't turn off their stuff if it came.
I could probably get into them. I just never have. I like some of the videos that they have, and I like, what's Gus? I think is like the main, like one of the main guys. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. I've
Gus and Bernie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they seem cool.
If you guys haven't seen them yet on YouTube, Node, Node, good guys. Like, they've pretty much done what we wanted to do when we were in high school with like filming stuff.
Mm. Right.
But they've done it. They pulled their money together, got a studio, and now they're the guys who did the that 5-minute action video for Assassin's Creed The Knights whenever it came out.
Mm.
They were the ones who like took over the commercial and did it, and that was their big break. I think. I don't know. You should go look them out though.
They're actually making an Assassin's Creed movie now.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yes, with Fassbender as the lead, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm wondering like. I mean, I don't think it's going to be good.
No,
but
it can't be.
It's a video game movie.
Yeah.
None of them are really good. But
Pixels
it's kind of weird. Like,
great.
That's, no, what? Was.
Oh, wait, terrible. That's the word I was looking
trailers
for.
Are
yeah, terrible.
Terrible.
Is it? I didn't see it.
Did I see it? Yeah, World Premiere
trailer.
Were you dreaming?
Or wait, is this bullshit? Oh, no, Jimmy Kimmel Live. Okay, never mind. Uploaded by Jimmy Kimmel Live.
So it's bullshit.
Okay, so it's bullshit,
It's bullshit, yeah.
It's a joke thing. Well, I don't know. I don't think they released it yet, but I mean, I'll still watch it. But it's kind of weird. Like, what video games that they haven't made movies should they make movies?
Turok
would be cool.
Last of Us.
I don't think they'll do it. Last of Us would be good.
Left 4 Dead.
Uncharted.
Uncharted would be great.
They're trying to, though. They're trying to do Uncharted. I think they will do Last of Us eventually. I don't think they'll ever do named.
Now that I think about it, I don't think they should, because it's kind of like The Watchmen. The Watchmen was like a perfect adaptation of the comic, and it was a good movie, but it's just like after having watched the movie, I was like, oh yeah, that was Watchmen. Like, what more are they going to add?
Yeah, Watchmen was pretty much like beat for beat the comic.
Mm-hmm, it was.
It was decent,
and they got
but
knocked for not having enough creative freedom.
Yeah, but how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
You know, but what's great about like Uncharted and Last of Us is, like you're saying, it's already kind of like a movie. Granted, you play it, but it still has like all the cut scenes and everything, and it's like, you know, there's some decent cut scenes that are lasting a long time where you're really just sitting there watching a movie. So,
yeah.
I don't know if they really need to make it a movie, because I don't think the casting's going to like match what everybody has envisioned in their mind.
And that's so much part of it. Like, people have this predetermined image, and if it doesn't sync up with enough people, it's not going to, you know.
But I think they always deviate from the original plot. Like, Watchmen didn't. That's like one of the only ones that didn't deviate from like its comic book source. But like, video game adaptations always deviate so much. I mean, Resident Evil is nothing like the games. Ugh. And they're making another one. It comes out January.
Boy.
Yeah, but they're nothing like the
Mila
games. Mila Jovovich.
Bitch.
Yeah.
You know what would be a good one is Metroid.
Metroid would be interesting.
That would be very cool to see.
Well, that's why I don't understand why they don't pick like a video game that doesn't really have like a huge story. Like, Metroid has a story, but it's like something that you could deviate off
of. Star Fox.
Right. Or
Star Fox.
Yeah, Star Fox or Contra. Well, Contra would be easy to do.
Yeah,
you can make up your own story,
pretty much. It's just Rambo, too.
So then why did they pick something like Resident Evil that actually had a story that takes place in a mansion and then not set it in the mansion? Like, that's the main setting, and they just pick a different spot.
What about Mega Man?
They have done that.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
They did Ratchet and Clank recently, but that was an animated movie. Eh. It came out in theaters, though.
Really?
Yeah, but it didn't do that well.
I mean, that's probably like one of the best adaptations, I would imagine, because it's like the exact character models and everything. So that's
right. Yeah, that one's not too bad. I just it's funny because like my mom doesn't play video games at all, but I remember when we were like fumigating the house and I had to like go to her condo and like stay with her for a little bit. I put in Uncharted 2 and I was like replaying it. And she like came into the living room and she saw me playing it, and she actually like sat down and like watched.
Oh, yes.
And then like after I was playing it for a while, she's like, oh, well, are you gonna stop now? I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of tired. I'll play it tomorrow. She's like, all right, well, let me know because I want to see what happens. And I was like,
well, that's pretty cool.
Okay. So like, she actually watched me play Uncharted 2, Uncharted 3, and then The Last of Us. She watched the whole thing, like just sat there and watched me. And she was like, these are really good stories. I'm like, yeah, I'm hoping. Eventually they get made movies, but maybe not. I don't know.
There's two that I know. Well, one of them I've been wanting to see, and it's been bounced around, and you know, amateurs and fans have tried, but Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a good Halo movie. That and BioShock.
Peter Jackson. BioShock would be cool too.
I never got into BioShock, but I know it would make a great movie.
Yeah. I think it would. I think BioShock again, because it's like only really one character. Like, there's characters you meet along the way. But I think they'll deviate from the story a lot.
What about Half-Life?
Half-Life will never happen.
Yeah.
No, they'll just make it in 25 years.
They still won't make Half-Life 3.
Yeah. Oh,
where the hell is Half-Life 3?
Don't get me started. That's a big fuck you to the fans, to me. Like, I'm kind of pissed off at Valve for that.
Why did they do that? Because they just didn't see money in it?
They didn't. I don't know. They released a bunch of screenshots for the third episode of Half-Life 2, and nothing ever happened. And then like Mark Laidlaw, who was the story writer at the time, was dropping all these hints. Like, he's like, oh well, you'll see the time between Half-Life episode 3 and Half-Life episode 2 is going to be longer than it's like some kind of cryptic bullshit. And then like, it's just, I mean, it's one thing after the other. But I mean, to me, like, people want to suck Valve's dick all the time. They're not. I don't think they're even that.
You adored Team Fortress, though.
Yeah, but like after the whole CS:GO gambling thing, and like, and before that with this whole Half-Life 2 thing. Yeah, they make good games. Like, they made Portal and everything. But fuck them. I don't know. They're not that great of a company. Like, morally, I mean, I guess video game wise, but they kind of say a big fuck you to the fans quite often.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that they like. I don't know. I heard it was more because, like, kind of what you're saying, like, they saw money in other places, like, with Steam and stuff.
Yeah.
That, like, they just kind of went that route, and they just didn't
quantity
care
over
much.
Quality.
Well, they didn't really care about coming back to the franchise because they're making money elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But maybe they will one day. The problem is, like, how are you going to wait, like, that long and tell your fans, like, you have it coming? And, like, that was why they did the episodes, so that way they could give more story, right, before they did Half-Life 3. Yeah. So
there'd be, like, a less turnaround time. They could just, like, crank out little stories.
And there's, like, a more turnaround time. Yeah. Like, it's longer now.
The newest version of this sounds like No Man's Sky, where it was, like, promised to be this great game.
Oh, there's a lot of I wanted to talk about No Man's Sky. There's a lot of backlash.
I heard the best description of it, I think it's pretty apt. It's ocean-wide, a puddle deep.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
this game is, like, crazy expansive, and everything's reset every new universe, but you start landing on planets and seeing the same creature you did three planets ago. It's
18 quintillion planets, they said, that you probably won't ever see the same planet as somebody else. But I always knew that when they said that it wasn't going to be a very in-depth game, in the sense of eventually the character models are going to look similar, and they are, like, people are saying that. Plus, you don't really do too much in the game, and they promised a lot of stuff before
farming
the game came out.
Well,
there's some
refining.
Combat, but there's not. The combat's lacking. Mm-hmm. They said, like, you would be able to. I don't remember all the things that were promised, but they didn't follow through with all that.
That's the thing is they alluded to a lot of features in the game, like co-op. They alluded to interacting with other players while you're doing your first player game.
But then, like, and also, like, the combat, you're going to be able to join, like, factions and fight the other ones.
And
but
then they've gone back, though, and said that those could come out as updates.
Yeah, but
and it's
like
you
many,
can't do that. Like,
how many updates? I mean, I get a lot of games do updates now, but updates should be more of, like, fixing the game.
Not add-on.
Like, right, not add-on stuff. I mean, maybe every once in a while you put in some add-on stuff that wasn't stuff that you even thought to put in the game until people started playing it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of how those open betas are for, like, certain games or the early access games on Steam, although those never actually come out.
I would respect No Man's Sky more if they embraced the fact that they were a beta, though.
Yeah, it should have been an early access game, and then they could have just been like, we're going to continuously fix it.
So many people got their dicks so hard for No Man's Sky, they couldn't help but make it.
I was excited for it. It was one of the games I was excited for PS4 because it looked different, and I like those kind of indie-looking games because I'm kind of tired of the big blockbuster Call of Duty type.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, for $60 and what I've seen of it and what I've heard, it's just not...
No, it doesn't seem worth it yet.
How's that saying go? Where, like, if you give a man infinite, you know, if you give somebody infinite choices, that's like the best way to drive them insane, or... You know,
yeah,
it's like that. Remember that game Scribblenauts, where it's like you could do anything, like you can make it, and then you're kind of like a bird, like you don't know what to do with all that, with all this. Like,
I need some structure.
Yeah,
I had one game on the DS when I first got my DS, and it was like a draw. It was like called Draw Me or something.
Yeah,
and it was a side scroller, but you could draw whatever, and then you could play that character, but it gave you like a rectangle. It was like, draw it in here. That's
and then
character.
It moved within the scope of that rectangle.
Yeah, it wasn't like a huge thing. It still gave you it because it had to. I think when you give people, when you're saying 18 quintillion planets, like, why does it have to be that many? You're never going to see them all.
Give me 150,000 really good ones.
Yeah, yeah, do that. Or even give me 200 good ones, like really awesome planets. 200 of them. Do that. That'd be great. Then you can have multiplayer. Then you can actually have, like, all the stuff they promised, all the combat.
Instead of
the
all your memory going towards the different colored plants on this planet
and
compared to
every
the last
planet
system.
Is, like, pretty similar in what you're resourcing, I've heard. Mm. And none of them are, like, some of the planets I've heard are more oceany and stuff, but they're not really, like, all the ones I've seen so far all look like rock planets. None of them really have, like, a jungle or a tundra setting.
Yeah, no, it's just a bunch of barren, empty,
barren
open.
Then some of them will have, like, trees.
But it's sparse.
It sounds like Mass Effect. Remember when Mass Effect first came out, and they're like, oh my God, you can go anywhere in space, and, like, you're going to be able to explore these planets, and it was
total freedom. You could have everything.
Yeah. And it wasn't linear.
I think Grand Theft Auto has done freedom better than...
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because, I mean, it gives you a defined area, but at least you feel like you could do anything in that area.
Yeah, I think it's hard, especially... I don't think we're at that point yet where you can, like, do anything in games. No. Like, But that's okay. I actually like linear games more than I like these open world games because they're kind of like they're just too much.
Well, it's focused.
Where I get kind of.
I feel like a linear game is more of like they've worked on the end goal instead of it being everywhere.
I think they work more on the story and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Where a lot of these other games, although like some open world games do have story, like Grand Theft Auto. And they do it better.
Yeah,
but not everybody does
that's
that.
That's a dime a, or those aren't like a dime a dozen. Those
right.
don't come along very often.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'd rather have a refined, like actual story driven game that I don't know.
All right, so
with good gameplay.
I was about to buy a PlayStation 4 for this. That's how hyped I was for this game.
Really?
And I'm like, I'll just give it a week, see what everybody says. So glad I waited.
See, I bought
so
it for
glad.
I bought the PS4 for Uncharted 4. That's the game I just wanted to play.
You don't regret that, though. So.
No. Right. That was an awesome game.
I remember TJ made fun of me like in high school when our friend TJ, he's like, you bought a PS2 just to play Grand Theft Auto 3?
At the time, I did.
What's wrong with that?
that's pretty much why I buy the system. It's like there's games that I like, I'm gonna buy those. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's what made me want to upgrade.
Honestly, like when Xbox 360 came out, I really wanted it because of Halo 3.
Yeah,
and then I played that, and then for me, the 360 kind of started lacking like in the later half of its gen cycle. And then I started liking PS3 better. But PS3 took 5 years to get going, and I felt like the last 5 years were better. So luckily, I had both systems. So like the first 5 years, I played 360 a lot. The next 5 years, I played PS3 a lot. I was surprised they still lasted like 10 years or whatever.
Yeah. The systems won't... You notice how everything's compressed?
Yeah.
Like 360 was around for nearly as long.
Well, it's like the Wii... And then they came out with the Wii U.
Fuck the Wii.
I didn't play. I had them, but I don't play the Wii U ever. I still have it. I got it for like when people came over. I like playing those games because they got rid of a lot of split screen stuff with the other systems. But the Nintendo still does the split screen, but the systems just kind of suck.
So do you think their new system's going to be anything?
It's supposed to be a handheld.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a handheld you can dock at home, and then it becomes a console.
Yeah, but who cares? Why?
Yeah, because the Vita didn't work.
Well, and Nintendo's, that's what they're doing. They're all about, like, the style of the system and not more focused on the games.
And their little inner characters and everything. Yeah.
It's really gimmicky, the stuff they're coming out with. Like, the Wii U, it was basically a Wii that had HD and a gamepad. So it's pretty similar. They didn't really release a lot for the Wii U yet. Some Mario games, Zelda.
But will they? Will they eventually?
They're supposed to release that new open world
Zelda game. I
feel like
that system's going to be done by then, though.
Yeah, like, they don't do enough with their... They don't have enough third-party games, and they don't do enough with their characters that they
Somebody bring back Sega.
Sega's not
gone.
Yeah,
another fourth. Somebody, we need an RC Cola in the mix.
That's why everybody got
no
that's
one
why,
wants RC Tab. No,
it's Tab.
Bring Tab back.
Tab Solo.
Tab's still here. Get him away.
There's still Tab around. Remember no, but
there's
like,
still Tab.
When Pokemon Go came out, everybody's like, "Oh my god, this will save Nintendo." It's cuz like Nintendo's kind of been like irrelevant the last few years. Like you don't really hear about them that much, and like there's not a lot of hype surrounding them.
A lot of background talk from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Nintendo characters. I like some of their stuff.
They mishandle their titles.
They just gotta get their
shit
together.
Think they're trying to go too gimmicky. They need to just focus on games.
Okay, so I want to ask, do you feel like they're trying too hard to stay to a younger market?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they've always been trying to do that.
That market doesn't have money, Nintendo.
I don't think... I think it's fine to have that market because they do excel in that market, but they also should try to branch out and have more grown-up games.
Yeah, but
they tried with the Wii U. They had that Zombie U, some other first-person shooter or something. But it's not enough.
They need some memes. Get some memes on the Wii and then, you know.
Yeah.
Harambe. Dicks out for Harambe.
There you go. Yeah, that's what they should have on the Wii. Really get some people in there laughing.
Yeah, so what did Comcast do recently?
I don't know.
There's a big thing going on the internet, like with the Comcast and the picture of the swastika.
Oh, did you guys hear about the guy fucking a McChicken?
What?
Yes, I did. Oh, my God.
Okay, no.
Sorry.
Show it to Nick.
Comcast.
God damn it. I don't want to see.
No, I'm not going to show you the video.
Okay, thank you.
I'll just show you the story.
So Comcast fucked a chicken, huh?
I haven't seen the video. I'm going to look at it.
I'm not watching the video. I don't need to see a guy fucking.
Why do people say it's weird?
Who cares? I care. I don't want to see a guy fucking anything.
I watch, like, I watch porn. And there's way
worse different,
porn.
Child.
Yeah, I've never wanted to see food introduced into my porn.
Your argument for, like, watching a guy fuck a big chicken is like, well, I've watched porn.
Well, yeah, because, like, when you're, you know, when you're going down
well,
that
because
road.
Because took the time to film it.
Everybody's clicked a link out of, like, oh, I wonder what this is. Oh, God.
No, I mean, like, I get that, but I always try to avoid
it. Yeah, but you're
those.
Knowingly going into that.
So this is it. He was like, fuck him, McChicken. Is it a black guy?
I don't know.
Well, I mean.
I can't find the video.
Look at his hand. I'd say yes.
It looks like, look at his dick. I'd say yes.
I was trying to be politically correct.
I saw, like, a blurred out vision.
I'm gonna
or
Bing.
Version.
You gotta go to Bing. Bing's where it's at.
Yeah, no. Bing sucks, man.
Bing is garbage.
God, I hate Bing.
For finding like uncensored videos and shit.
That's
Bing
true.
Is,
yeah,
is the best.
Yeah, but for finding anything else,
yeah, no. Well,
use MasterCard.
No, that's the only thing. But I only use it to, like, when I want to get, like, the real raw searches for, like, stuff like this.
It's when I'm fucking ready to go in. Nah, I don't know.
It's for porn guys.
It is. Bing's great for porn, but other than that, I'm not binging it.
He's really loving it.
Yeah, get it? We're looking at the story right now. So basically just some guy just fucked a McChicken and filmed it.
Was that a fucking headline, really? God damn it, people.
It was on Facebook.
Of course.
It's always in my news feed, like the news section, what's trending. It's sad that I'm getting my news from Facebook, but
yes, it is.
I do. That's where I get a lot of it.
Yeah. Do either of you vote today?
No.
No. All right.
No.
Good.
You guys want to talk
Good.
About Colin Kaepernick?
Oh yeah, that not standing for the
who cares? God, I'm so sick of it.
You know what I thought about is, like, wouldn't it be funny if he wasn't standing
for like some other reason, like he forgot?
Yeah, like he wasn't standing because he was, like, tying his shoe, or he was just like,
I'm
like,
gonna make
sleeping
a fucking case
or,
about this now. Shit,
yeah,
son of a bitch.
And then they, like, made a big headline. He's like, well, yeah, I meant to do that, and this is why.
Yeah.
And I just did that.
Hey, guys,
yeah.
You know what? Black lives do matter.
Yeah. Never thought that before, but now I do.
So, some former NFL athlete was, like, asked about the situation, and he's like, Colin Kaepernick's not even black. What does he care?
Apparently he was raised by two white people.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter. Okay, here's my thing.
Racist.
If you don't want to stand for that, that's fine.
Yeah,
I do it. I'm not super patriotic. I'll stand for it. That's fine. But some people don't. I don't care. Some people don't take off their hats at baseball games when it happens.
Like,
but
if you're intentionally sitting down for it, you're kind of being an asshole. Like, so I get that
right.
It's a spectacle.
Know, yeah.
No,
but
I get
whole,
like being.
But, like, the whole jingoistic, like oh my God, he's disrespectful, disrespecting the troops in America and every, like, he's not an elected official. He's just a guy that throws a ball.
Not even well either.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, so I want to know, why is it okay that the San Francisco Police Department has reached out to the 49ers and the NFL that they publicly denounce Colin Kaepernick for these actions?
It's so strange.
What is that going to achieve?
I think it's one of those things. That's the problem, is everybody's focused on this. It's like, there's so many other shit, like, things happening.
Meanwhile,
like
San Francisco Police Department's, like, beating people.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
He's not standing for the flag. Look at that.
Yeah, it's they always just point to something, and then that becomes a hot topic for a week. And it's just like, enough.
Even Donald Trump said something about this.
It's virtue signaling. It's so people can know how much other people care about America, or you know. So it's like, hey, everybody, look how much I love America.
It's a look at me.
But that's the whole, like, patriotism thing. Like, I get it. I love America. I'm glad I live here. I probably won't live anywhere else. I want to visit other places, but I like living here. I'm fine with it. It's cool. I like it. Freedom of speech. Everything. It's great. There's still problems. There's still going to be shit. There's always going to be problems. There's always going to be shit. But, like, to be, like, so patriotic, like, you have to do this, and you're disrespecting people. It's like, it's fine. Like, if you feel that way, it's fine. Just feel that way.
Oh, to the idiot that lit Colin Kaepernick's jersey on fire after you went out and bought it, by the way. Have you seen that video?
Yeah,
like, that's stupid. He went out and bought a video or a Colin Kaepernick jersey to light on fire.
Yeah, look at me.
Thanks, you give
look
him sales, you fucking idiot.
But but it's just like the patriotic nature. It's fine. You're patriotic. Not everybody has to be that way.
Yeah.
Not everybody has to be, like, so hardcore like you are, the middle of the country.
I equate it to, wow.
Wow.
Fucking flyover states.
I'm just kidding.
No, they're mad. They haven't seen water.
No, honestly, like, there was a lot of the middle of the country I've traveled through that there
Robert
are.
Has experience.
Yeah, they are. A lot of them are. Not everybody. I met a lot of cool people. But there's a lot of people that are just, like, so patriotic, and they don't. Because you, when you live in a small town, you're just used to that small town. There's like a huge world, and you're only there. You're only mixing with certain people that you know. You know them all by name. Those are the people you know.
It's all like-minded.
They're
people.
All like-minded people. You're not getting a difference of opinion. And then when you watch Fox News all day, that's what you're getting.
Yeah.
It's the same ideas. I don't know.
I equate it to this. Like, it's on a much more smaller term. Like, the Bucks. Like, I love the Bucks. I'll never not love them. Like, they're my favorite team. Always will be. But I could still sit here and admit that they're awful. And I like, and like, sometimes I just hate them. And like, I just like, like, they make me so angry and upset. Like, that's okay to do for like your country too. Like, it's okay to sit there and admit.
I don't have to agree everything that USA does.
Right.
I don't have to support it.
I know.
But I have to live here.
Well,
it's
going to happen. You don't have to, like, not everybody's going to be there's so many people. You're not, it's just like people who get elected. You're not going to agree with every single aspect of that person because you're not that person. So they're going to have differing opinions. You just try to find somebody that's like-minded like you to vote for. That's what you're trying to do. So I don't get I just don't get the idea of being offended. Everyone's just so fucking offended all the time.
When did that become a bad thing?
Yeah, the whole PC, it's just so annoying. I don't know.
It's not even PC. It's just like, it's professional outrage. People just love to be outraged about something, myself included sometimes. So
sometimes.
Kyle,
yeah.
you do embody that on Twitter sometimes.
Yeah, of course
but
I
that's
do.
The point. But everybody, well, it's fun. It's fine to be outraged, but people who get outraged over everything, it's annoying.
Well, no, I had a point about Kyle doing this, but he's embracing it. There's a level of understanding for him in doing this. I feel like some of these people that get so bent out of shape, as Kyle said, professionally upset, they tend to do it for the reactions, for the clicks, for the...
For the look at me. He's like, hey, like, I'm going to put something on Facebook, and you know, here's my thoughts on this. My thoughts on Colin Kaepernick. Like
but that's fine.
And
like,
we're doing it on
fine.
A podcast, so who are we to talk?
No. But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's fine. Everyone's going to be outraged about something. It's just like, I hate, like... The things like, but that's we're going to talk about this one time on this podcast.
Yep.
Like, that's
just
it.
Once.
And then the next podcast is going to be something different.
Yep.
I mean, every once in a while we talk about certain things like a couple times, but it's not like we're not doing the outrage thing every episode and just talking about all these people who hate America and stuff. Did you know Steve Hughes? That he's like a comedian.
No, okay.
He had like a.
He's British, right?
I think so. Yeah, he had like this thing where it's about political correctness and about being offended, and it's like a little stand-up. Segment that people were posting on Facebook and stuff, and it's just like, it's him just saying like, I don't get the whole offended thing. He's like, so what, you're offended? That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
be offended, stop trying to like fight it and stuff. He's like, if you're offended of something, then you're offended. I'm not gonna stop saying stuff. He's like, you're the one getting offended. He's like,
not
I don't
me.
Care
it's
yeah
your problem, you deal with it.
Yeah, he's like I find it offensive when I see boy bands. He's like, but am I gonna do anything about it? No, I'm just not gonna watch it. Like, just chill out.
Dude,
like, that's the whole idea.
Did you see, Robert, last week Amy Schumer had like a bunch of comments about Tampa?
Nobody saw that. Nobody watched her.
Well, she called Tampa, like, she had like choice words for Tampa in her books, called it like essentially equated to a shithole, and said like nobody in Tampa knows how to read. And it was like, it was clear that she was joking.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a lot of people, like, a lot of people on Twitter just getting an uproar over it, like, oh, fuck Amy Schumer. Like, she's a humorless bitch. Like, she's...
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
But it's a joke.
But, like, these are the same dudes who are, like, when we play, like, the Red Wings, are like, Detroit's a shithole. And, like, what? Like, they're...
Well, that's what I think is funny. Like, one of my favorite jokes from the Kentucky Fried movie, there's, like, a segment of this, like, martial arts thing. And one guy, he comes up and he gets his head chopped off by the master. And he's like, yeah, I'll take that. And then this other guy comes over and he's like, please, whatever you do, don't do that. Don't do that. He's like, oh, no, I have something worse for you. He's like, send him to Detroit. He's like, no, anything but that. Anything but that. And they like send him to Detroit. And like, that's like, who cares? If you live in Detroit, are you going to be upset?
Do you remember when we had a red tide outbreak years ago? It was all the beaches were like uninhabitable. We couldn't swim.
Right.
And we got dubbed the infected place. We were, they were like, there was jokes on Newsweek and everything about how Florida needs to take its, I worked at a hospital for the longest time.
Right.
antibiotics.
Okay.
And it's all about, it's actually, it goes back to what you were saying, Robert. Like, we'll talk about this once.
Right.
Like, the national media will approach a topic, and then when it gets bored with it, it goes away.
But that's the thing, is they like, really push for it because they want, like, views and stuff. And, like, I get that to an extent because, you know, we do that too. Like, we talk about certain things and we're looking for downloads. Mm-hmm. So I get that idea, but the idea of being offended by every single, like, one thing, just talk about it, be annoyed, but then let it go. It's just, it's not worth it to, like, work up.
Yeah, silly.
One could say if you're offended by everything, then you're not really comfortable with anything.
You're not. And it goes both ways. Like, I mean, I don't know. It drives me nuts. Like, some people who just get offended by, like, jokes and comedians and stuff. And it's just like, they're comedians. Like, they can joke about whatever. Like, they don't have to think like you. They can joke about whatever. You don't have to agree with them.
I watched a Louis C.K. special, and in the middle of him going off about God, like, two ladies get up and walk out, and the camera pans to them, and he's like, there's people every show. It's like, if you didn't expect this, why did you buy the ticket?
Yeah. That's what, well, and when he did that, we talked about this, the monologue on SNL for the 40th anniversary, like the finale, the news outlets just took that thing and just blew it out of proportion about him talking about child molesters. And they were saying how the crowd was just, like, standoffish and all this stuff. But the crowd was still kind of into it. They were fine. They would do the, kind of, like,
it's Louis C.K. You knew what you were getting into.
Yeah, that's him. He does, like, raunchy humor, and he likes to push the limit. If you don't like that stuff, Ricky Gervais is the same way. Jim Jefferies. Like, don't watch them, then.
If
you're
they had a problem with it, they would have cut the feed. They would have not shown it. But they did. But
they showed it, and not only that, is like, it didn't seem like anybody was really having a problem with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, people did the O thing, and, you know, but they still laughed. It's I don't know.
See,
if they don't like him, then they just don't have him on again.
That's my problem with new. We're rant cast now, but, like, it's like my problem with news is, like, the way they sensationalize everything. Like, I know, like, I don't want to bring another sports thing up, but, like, Teddy Bridgewater, the quarterback for the Vikings, broke his knee in camp, and, like, the accounts from, like, the reporters are like, people were puking and retching in the camp, and there was people were fainting. And,
it was such
God.
A seriously sustained injury.
I'm pretty sure the dude broke his leg. Maybe one guy kind of like a little bit, but, like, it sensationalizes it so that people will be like, oh my God, retweet.
Well, I remember when the Rays were in the World Series, Conan on his show, he said something about Tampa Bay, like, he made a joke. And then on his show, he said, well, even though they beat Boston, or no, it wasn't the World Series. It was when they beat Boston. Like, Boston lost to the Orioles, and then the Rays got that Evan Longoria, the game 162.
Yeah.
And then they moved on. Conan was like, well, you know, maybe they made it, but the people there still have to live in Tampa. Like, that. It was just like a joke like that. So then Cowhead, the morning show, or now it's a morning show, the afternoon show, which is local radio, he got, like, upset, and he's like, I don't like how he talked about Tampa. Like, we're going to call him and talk to his people. I'm just
what is that
going to
do?
Who cares?
You offended me, and you hurt my bad.
People make jokes about every city, every town, every type of people. It doesn't matter. It's not going to do anything. It's like those people who try to, like, get things taken off the air. Oh, the Dukes of Hazzard has a Confederate flag on it. Who cares? Like, just don't watch the Dukes of Hazzard. Like, I don't like Confederate flags. I'm never going to promote one. But to see one on 70s television, they had that shit then. Are you going to take away every black and white movie because they didn't have black actors?
Yeah, you're going to not play All in the Family because, well.
Yeah, because he was a racist. Archie Bunker was racist. I mean, it's just, that's history. I'm okay with, like, showing that kind of history.
Well, to deny it is almost ignorant.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a great segue, but you know, Blazing Saddles was one of those movies, and
R.I.P.
I know.
R.I.P.I.D.
R.I.P.D. Jeff Bridges.
R2-D2.
Great movie.
One of my favorite Gene Wilder movies. Is See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
Yeah.
With Richard Pryor.
Great fucking movie.
He did a couple movies with Richard Pryor. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're talking about Gene Wilder because Gene Wilder passed away today.
Wait, really?
Yep. Oh, my God. You were just saying a movie you liked with him?
Wait, really? No, you knew that. Come on. That's been everywhere.
I think Gene Wilder was, like, a great, not only just comedic actor, but, like, he was just good. Like, I don't even consider, like, Willy Wonka a comedy. It's more like a family-friendly thing, but the way he acted in it was, like, I remember seeing that movie in school.
He defined whimsical for me.
It was great. Like, he's great in it, and he's great in, like you said, See No Evil, Hear No Evil, and then also the Mel Brooks movies, Blazing Saddles,
Young Frankenstein.
The Producers.
The
Producers.
He's a great actor.
Producers is one of those movies that I also like the remake.
Nathan Lane. Well, they were the original, or not original. They were the ones that brought it to the stage.
Yeah, so I mean, they kind of are the originals, or in a way, they are the originals.
Well, they took the movie idea and then brought it to stage, and then did it repeatedly, and then made a movie out of
it. It was kind of like when John Goodman and Dan Aykroyd were the Blues Brothers 2000. Same basic.
Yep.
All right, man.
No, Gene Wilder was great. I love like old movies. So I love seeing like his old. Well, he doesn't really act anymore, but like all those old movies and Mel Brooks movies were just great, and he was great in them. So
I can't believe Mel Brooks outlived him. I can't believe.
Yeah, Mel Brooks is still alive.
Oh, Jesus Christ! You're right. Holy crap.
He's got to be in his 90s.
They're doing Spaceballs too.
He's been talking about that for a long time. He was never going to do it.
Please.
They did a cartoon series, I think.
The Schwartz Awakens.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want it.
Make
it a movie.
They were supposed to make it a movie, but they're not going to do it now. You only have Bill Pullman. Joan Rivers, who voiced Dot, she's gone. Dot Matrix.
It's fine.
And then John Candy.
But you can get, like, I mean,
somebody else to play Barf.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Mel Brooks Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
I think I did.
Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner, they hang out all the time.
Okay,
that's adorable. Those two guys.
I know. He doesn't direct anymore. I think Mel Brooks stopped directing when his wife died. His wife was Anne Bancroft.
That's sad.
And when she died, he stopped, I think, directing movies. He voiced a couple characters and stuff.
He lost the comedy.
He did. He probably did. Like, he probably, after that, was just like, I don't want to do...
When you spend your entire life with somebody, I'm sure that losing them, especially immediately, would, you know, hamper
you. Plus, he doesn't have to do... I mean, he's got the money.
He's probably old. He's made
his movies, and he's just like, I'm retired.
He's an EGOT winner. Emmy, Oscar, Grammy, Tony.
There's not too many of them.
Nope.
He's up there with Whoopi Goldberg.
And Oprah.
And, no, who's the other one?
I could tell you. Hold on.
John Gielgud's one of them.
Whoopi Goldberg, Mel Brooks. Let me think while it's loading.
Isn't Matt and Trey Parker? Matt Stone and Trey Parker?
No, they have Tony Grammy. Do they have an Emmy? No, they were up for an Emmy for Best Original Song for Blame Canada. I think they lost to...
Did they? Because I think they won the Oscar for Song or something, right?
Yeah, they lost to some other song.
Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne's up there. Mel Brooks is up there with the Avril Lavigne's of the world.
99, so they've lost.
And Chad Kroger's. Oh, wait. You're just on a list of Canadians.
Yeah. That's what Nick's looking up. No, John Gill. Oh, Robin Williams. No, not Robin Williams. Who's the other one?
Jackie Chan.
No. Nick's just going to keep shouting random people.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who just won an Oscar.
Wow. That's been on the whole time.
Turn your phone off, Nick. We're in a podcast. Kyle, did you look up the list yet, or you
I don't
like,
know.
Fall
did
asleep?
You give up on that?
Yeah,
like,
did you fall asleep?
I got into a fucking...
you got distracted.
Wikipedia. Yeah, because I want now... Well, because it was driving me crazy who beat Blame Canada for Best Original Song in 1999. It was When You Believe.
I knew you'd get distracted by that. As soon as you asked yourself a question, you couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, When You Believe by Stephen Schwartz. I don't know what movie it's fucking from, but it's...
All right, I'm going to look up the EGOT thing,
I'm looking. I got it.
I just want to see. Okay.
Wait, qualifying awards?
Here it is. Winners of all four awards.
That wasn't even that hard.
Yeah, Kyle, what are you doing over there?
I'm distracted by this.
I'm just kidding.
I got to find who did this.
Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn's one of them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Marvin Hamlisch, Mel Brooks, Mike Nichols.
Mm. Who's Robert Lopez?
I don't know. A
lot of these are probably just
composers.
He's
the most recent. Yeah, because they have like the best in to get like all those things. If you do like a song, you could be an Emmy, like do a song for a TV show, a movie, and a stage.
Bam, boom, bang.
Oh, that's what the fuck it was. That,
What?
It was "You'll Be in My Heart" by Phil Collins from Tarzan. That's who they lost to, and they and
okay, I, rightfully so. That was wait, a great. That was a great song.
Tarzan, the animated one.
Yeah, the animated Tarzan.
Yeah, that.
And
one.
They like, and they yeah. They goofed yeah. on him the next year with like they put Tarzan in South Park or not Tarzan but Phil Collins. He was like always carrying around his Oscar, being a like being an asshole.
But they're not
that's
better.
Awesome. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, whatever. They were close. They might still get another chance.
Yeah, they should do another movie, I think, to close out the series. Like,
yeah. Do you still watch South Park?
Yeah. I watch it on delayed because there's no new seasons yet.
I started watching the newest one, but the one where they took on PC culture with PC Principle and everything.
PC Principle, yeah. That was one of the better. Yeah. That was one of the better seasons.
I started watching that and it was good, but I just got petered out.
Yeah, I kind of.
They're doing like story arcs now.
Are they?
Yeah,
yeah. It's kind of funny. Like Kenny's house becomes the place to be when like the poor part of town becomes the basically what St. Pete did, downtown St. Petersburg. Yeah.
The season before that they had an entire season arc where Randy Marsh was actually Lord.
Lord.
Really? Yeah. It's still good.
That's awesome.
Still good.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know. It's hot in the studio. It's just me and Nick.
Fuck.
Hold on. Let's close out the podcast. Okay. Michelle did this with me the other night. Can you name every Saturday Night Live skit that became a movie?
Okay. Hold on. How many are there? Do you know?
Yeah, I have them. I'm going to exclude a couple because they're not, I mean...
Not big enough.
They're not big enough. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The list has 11, but I'm leaving it off because it's not really a.
Okay.
If you
this.
Name it, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Okay. I've got two.
All right, Nick, you go first.
The Ladies' Man.
Okay, that's one.
Night at the Roxbury.
That's another one.
Okay.
Yeah. Go.
It's Pat the movie.
Yep.
That's one I got, motherfucker.
Yeah. What was the other one? MacGruber. Coneheads.
Coneheads.
Blues Brothers.
Yep.
Let me think. That's six. Let me think. I'm trying to think like 80 or Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Let's take another one off there too, because that doesn't count. I counted two sequels, and obviously Wayne's World 2.
Wayne's World 2. Okay.
And you said Blues Brothers, and they put Blues Brothers 2000 on this. So those two don't count.
So now you need one more.
Was there a second Coneheads movie?
That's what I see.
Okay.
Robert. So
there's one more.
One more. Yeah.
Let me think. I'm trying to think of like 70s, 80s, 90s.
Wait a second.
Now.
Was it W?
No.
You're
thinking of
Will Ferrell. When
no, he didn't. No, that was an actual movie. That was about.
Yeah, but wasn't that also a skit?
Yeah, but that was an actual Oliver Stone movie about George Bush.
Oh, yeah.
With Josh Brolin. Bush.
Bush.
Let me think. Is there anything with Adam Sandler?
This is exactly what I did.
I know. I'm just trying to think of
Joe Dirt.
Just you think actors and your work.
David
back.
Spade.
David Spade, but no, I'm trying to think.
I can give you a hint of a supporting actor in this movie.
Okay,
go ahead.
Who is not an SNL cast member? Harlan Williams.
White girls.
Harlan Williams. white chicks. You
white
mean?
Chicks. That's it.
Harlan Williams is in this.
Yeah. If you want another one, I can give you a dead giveaway for of another.
When was it made?
You know what year? 1999.
Oh. 1999.
Yeah.
You got Ladies Man. I didn't think I was going to get. I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, Ladies
I totally
Man,
forgot about it.
Ladies Man was
his
one I got.
His list is
the one I messed up on was Night at the Roxbury. That was the last one I couldn't get.
It's not the Hebrew Hammer, is it?
No. Adam Goldberg, no. It's a good one though. All right.
Dang it. I don't know.
I'll give you another actor in this movie. Okay. Will Ferrell is in this movie.
Corky
Superstar.
Romano?
Superstar. Forgot about that.
Superstar.
Corky
Superstar.
Romano sounds like an SNL.
Yeah, like, it wasn't. It had Chris Kattan, but it wasn't. That pretty much did it for Chris Kattan after that movie.
Yeah. Guys want some cookies?
Yeah.
No,
I totally forgot Corky. About Superstar.
Yeah, I forgot about
it. Oh, yeah, because it was a female lead.
Molly Shannon. Yeah. She was in Night at the Roxbury with Will Ferrell.
Yes, she was.
Chris Kattan, too.
Yes, she was.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But none of them are that great.
And then the one I left off was Stuart Saves His Family, but that's not really. I don't know if that's a. If you can count that.
Oh, yeah. Matt. Stuart. Who is that? That was Matt Al Franken.
Al Franken, yeah.
Yeah. Now that, yeah.
Look what I can do.
Now that was a different Stuart.
Directed by Harold Ramis. Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah, he died.
He gone.
But he didn't die. He didn't die now. He died before.
Yeah, he died. Well, allegedly. We don't know.
Prior to this day.
Right.
He died.
Yep.
He's dead.
Okay.
Okay, let's get you guys out of that room.
Yeah, it's hot.
Okay. Sharkdropper.com. All the podcasts are there. Patreon.com/sharkdropper to donate some money to us if you like what we do. iTunes, rate and review. Finally.
And, yeah, go to Patreon. You can donate as little as $1 a month, and you'll start getting bonus content. We started releasing bonus horror play episodes if you listen to Horror Play, or like we have some other stuff coming out too. I'm gonna start putting some behind the scenes stuff for our fictional content, and just check that out for $1 a month.
And www.lootcrate.com/shark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
promo code shark.
Yeah, we got Loot Crate.
Cool. All right, guys, that'll be Shark Dropper for this week. I have been Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm still Nick.
And
no John.
No John. Fuck John.
No. Yeah. Bye bye, John.
Catch John next week.
Yeah, he'll maybe be here.
As I stand here looking out over the ocean, I didn't want to cause a great big commotion. 'Cause when I saw what looked like a fin break through the surface again, it was a shark. Shark. Just as quietly as he had a